Hi, thanks for checking out this talk. We're going to discuss a little bit about Lady Bird and some practice ideas and concepts. So we'll start out by doing a little playing and then we'll get into it here. Talk a little bit today about the idea of playing and practicing things in a variety of keys. So this tune is often played in the key of C. We're going to talk about some ideas for maybe what other keys to choose from and maybe patterns for that. Now, one thing is, occasionally there are tunes that might be played in a couple different keys. So you always want to be aware of that depending on the tune. Now, we could always work through the circle of fifths and play this tune, let's say, in F major, followed by B flat and E flat, A flat, D flat, and so on. Until we've covered all 12 keys. So why don't we pick F as an example? And then, maybe in your practice session, so it's a good idea to maybe set certain goals, right? Like maybe you're going to play a certain sequence of notes, or you're going to work on arpeggios, or you're going to target certain notes. So always maybe try something a little bit specific, but I'm going to change our key to F, and I'm just going to play through it. I might change up the tempos as I go here, just to keep it interesting. But so let's see what it would be like to play in F through these changes.
Thank you.
really recommend here, thinking about, is, you know, the maybe like the Nashville system of or the number system of thinking about chords. So that way you get a really good idea of what the functionality of things are. So when we play it kind of in the same key, it starts to, the chords start to get really kind of concrete in a way. Maybe you've experienced this before, but you have an idea, well, oh, I know I played this chord at this part of the changes, and that's all that is, of course, great. But when you go to put in another key, it might be, you know, a little jolting. Maybe the relative nature of the chord progression isn't as apparent. So that's kind of what we're getting into here. So I'm not going to go through the whole circle of fifths here. I'm going to talk about some other key type choices that you could make. So let's say you're maybe wanting to come up with a couple of different keys to play in. So you could take something like an augmented triad, okay, and think, okay, well, a C is the tonic of the tune and key of C, of course, and then, you know, maybe say, okay, well, E and maybe A flat might be some other choices. So let's play maybe through like a chorus or two of E major. So let's get that set up. So we actually just, you know, half step below where we just were. And so we'll go through and play with that. So again, I'm gonna change the tempo slightly as we go, just to keep it kind of interesting here. And I will mention too that this is gonna be released as a podcast, which I intend to have on the YouTube channel as well. And also it will be a member video. So if you're looking to get visuals on at least close-ups of the guitar, I don't have any PDFs or anything right now, but some close-ups of the guitar, and I would like to support the channel, check that out. Okay, so let's go through with playing through the changes on the key of E, and really I'm focusing, like I said earlier, to pick something in particular, maybe to do. So I'm mainly the thing about chord tones and connecting lines, things like that. Okay, so let's play this. Okay, so in that case, play in the key of E. So let's check out key of A flat. And I'll mention too that it's you know, a little interesting, because a tune like this one is already visiting some different key signatures and things as it goes. So it just gives you kind of a fresh and interesting perspective on things. You know, when you see in this key, you see C major comes up later in the tune, but it has a very different role than it did when the tonic was C. All right, so we'll do a little more playing on this. Let's play it in A flat now. So again, we pick the tonic and we pick the really the furthest away notes that you could if you had three total, which is the augmented triad. So there we had A flat. So we looked at E, A flat, C, F so far. So I won't maybe necessarily go through every key, but so another one is to pick the tonic note again and pick notes based on the diminished seven. So you could pick key of E flat, okay, key of G flat, and key of A major. So let's check out a little bit of key of E flat. And play through that one a bit. Okay, so just to go through some moments here in the tune and some of the takeaways. So I think I'll wrap up here in a minute. Play in a variety of keys. You play in obviously maybe the original recorded key or the key that most folks play at in. But also check out a third above and a major third below, and then a minor third above and minor third below, tritone in either direction, and then circle of fifths, and you know, get a sense for it. And depending on how challenging that is, you know, try to pick a certain kind of way of playing that you might try out on that. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for checking this out. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you all in the next one.